I see so many of you on Facebook right now. Those of you watching on DSTV channel 341, and those of you in this room, in this place, you can take your seats comfortably if you can. For those of you who are still receiving, please don't touch them. Leave them. Let them receive. Because the Lord's taking them deeper into a deeper place, revealing. Even your homes right now, do not be distracted. The Lord's taking you deeper. He's showing you great and mighty things that are to come. He's showing you what's to come so that you can be prepared for the great things He has for you and for your family. The great things He wants to do in and through you. If you're not headed over already to Facebook, please go on over on YouTube. Those of you, every other platform, I want you to go on over to Facebook and tag someone in the comment section right now on DSTV channel 341. Take some time and go over there. Do what you need to do. Be a blessing, because in the atmosphere of heaven, everything changes. It's at these places, these times of total surrender, where the Lord encounters you and you leave having encountered His face, encountered who He is, that you encounter a different facet of who He is. You know, in the original text, that word holy is transliterated as the word different. Every time the angels go down and they say, holy, 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 and they come up and they see a different facet of Jesus. You see, you can never get to a place where you're satisfied. Yes, we are content, and yes, we are, Lord, thank you for all you've done. But you need to be in a place where you're so hungry for a deeper encounter with the love of God. Because I tell you what, this generation doesn't need another definition of Christianity. This generation doesn't need another explanation of Christianity. This generation needs a demonstration of the mighty fire of God that is rooted in love, that is birthed in an intimate place of hunger. And I see fresh hunger coming upon every person in this place today. Raise your hands to heaven. Fresh hunger is coming upon you in your home, in your car, wherever you are. Fresh hunger is coming upon you now. A hunger for the things of God like never before. A hunger for His presence. A hunger for His word. A hunger to be used by Him. In Jesus' name. Receive it now. Receive it now. I want you to go with me to a text that I've, in these next few moments, I want to share with you, because I truly believe that every single one of us, by the word of God, are going to be supernaturally empowered, not only to encounter the supernatural power of God, but to share it with a lost world. You see, it's easy to speak about Jesus. It's easy to speak about the things of God and the mighty exploits that we see in the Bible, but never get to experience it for ourselves. I'm done talking. I'm done just speaking about what took place. It's time right now. Someone shout, it's time. It's time. It's time to see the demonstration of the mighty power of God in this generation. I'm done talking. I'm done observing. You see, today I want to declare to you, it's time to shoot your shot. Look at someone next to you and say, shoot your shot. Now, for some of you are wondering, what does that mean, Jade? Shoot your shot? If we were to consider the times we're living in, you hear the word shoot your shot and you think, oh my goodness, maybe I need to do what I need to do. But what I want to tell you today is this: to shoot your shot in terms of the word. You see, to shoot your shot is to be brave and to have the audacity to do something that might be embarrassing. What does that mean? To take a bold step of faith. Because on the other side of your faith is victory. For the Bible declares in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You see, people that shot their shot in the Bible, look at someone next and say, shoot your shot. Noah building the ark. Think about Noah shooting his shot, taking a bold step of faith. Imagine all the people around him. Noah, hey, what are you doing, man? It must have been hella embarrassing, to say the least. Noah, why are you building this boat? Are you crazy? What on earth are you doing? Abraham, leaving his father's home, shoot his shot. He shot. He said, hey man, if God said it, I believe it, I'm going to do it. Peter and John at the gate, beautiful. They encounter a paralyzed man. Imagine, think about yourself now, walking. You see a paralyzed man. Who have you walked past a paralyzed person before? and they've not asked you for money. They didn't ask you for anything. But then you wanted to shoot your shot and say, in the name of Jesus, take up your mat and walk. And nothing happens. The devil is a liar. They shot their shot and that man took up his mat and he walked and he began leaping, praising and celebrating Jesus. I see that happening for you today as you take a bold step of faith, as you do what God instructs you to do, as you shoot your shot. You're about to do the most amazing exploits by the supernatural power of God. But it takes you putting aside how you feel. It takes you putting aside what you know. It takes you taking God at His word. You see, in 2 Kings, I want you to jump there quickly. 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 14 to 19. And I'll read it to you. And I want to give you from some few excerpts from this particular text. It says this. When Elisha was in his last illness, King Jehoash of Israel visited him and wept over him. My father, I see the chariots and charioteers of Israel, he cried. In other words, he was surrounded. He could see what was about to take place. But this is what I want you to know. Even as we were singing that song, as we were prophetically declaring, this is how I fight my battle. Understand, we don't fight the good fight of faith for victory. We fight it from victory. Because over 2,000 years ago, the victory was won. You should begin to get excited about that because you are victorious in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right, Emil. You are victorious. You need to get excited about the victory that was won for you over 2,000 years ago. We're not fighting for victory. Write that down. Many people are fighting, oh, you know, right now, man, I feel like the devil's just attacking me. Man, I'm fighting for victory. No, I'm not fighting for victory. I'm already victorious. I don't believe that. Some of you guys are just, oh. We are already victorious through Christ. Elisha told him, get a bow and some arrows. And the king did as he was told. You see, so many times we're not negotiate with God. Ah, God, did you really say I must get a bow? What am I? Ah, a bow. Can I not get an AK-47? Can I not get something else? Can we not just do this another way? We want to negotiate with God. See, the king never negotiates. This is a king, not some random. This is a king. Elisha told him, get a bow and some arrows. And the king did as he was told. Elisha told him, put your hand on the bow. And Elisha laid his hands on the king's hands. You see, today the Bible says that as you draw near to God, He draws near unto you. He's right there beside you. That means He'll put His hands in your hands and He will go before you and make level every single path. Because we're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from a place of victory. It's interesting that the Bible says it's a good fight of faith. Look at someone next to you and say, it's a good fight. So that means you may be going through the most right now, but I want to remind you that we serve the Most High God. It's a good fight of faith. Every man has a giant in their promised land. There are giants there. You don't go there to look at the giants and observe them. Ah, big giant. Many people are good at talking about the giants. It's a big giant. Yo, I saw them. Ah, bangulu, big. Stop speaking about your giant. I don't understand these pictures as a way Jesus is wrestling the devil. There is no fight. The devil was defeated over 2,000 years ago. He's under your feet. Get up on your feet right now and tramp on the devil's head because he's under your feet. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then he commanded, open the eastern window, and he opened it. Notice he's not negotiating. I'm a king. It's me, man. Man, it's me. No. Then he said, shoot. Shoot your shot. Look at someone and say, shoot your shot. So he shot an arrow. Don't look at that girl now or that boy. So he shot an arrow. Elisha proclaimed, this is the Lord's arrow, an arrow of victory over Aram, for you will completely conquer the Arameans at Apec. I'm here to declare to you today that as you shoot your shot, as you take a bold step of faith, victory is yours. Overwhelming victory is yours. Hallelujah. Shoot your shot. See, some of you are on the brink of your greatest breakthrough, but you're too busy holding on to what you have. You've gotten to a place where you're like, man, I'm comfortable here, man. It's good. And you know what to do, man. You know those things that you know. You know that you know. It's those things where you're like, man, I'm so at peace here. me tell you, Jesus, what was Jesus doing in the boat when the storm was going on? I love the fact that Josiah mentioned this, because in faith, one of the characteristics of having violent faith is you're confidently restful. In other words, you are so confident that the outcome is assured, that victory is assured, that there could be a storm outside, that there could be something surrounding you right now, but victory is assured. See, Romans 8:37 says this, "No, despite all these things," everybody say all these things, "overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." Overwhelming victory, not some victory, not a little bit of victory, not a victory ganane, not a victory when I put in a coin of obedience and then pull the lever. Overwhelming victory is ours. I'm going to give you three keys and you can write these down. Three keys to shoot your shot effectively. Three keys to shooting your shot effectively in the short few moments that I have left with you. On Facebook, I want you to go ahead and do that. Continue to tag people wherever you are right now, whether on DSTV channel 341, whatever platform it may be. Three keys to effectively shoot your shot. Prompt obedience. Write that down. Prompt obedience. So when the instruction comes, you don't negotiate. You don't delay. You do it today. Faith is now. You see, God is not obligated to do anything in His name that is not in His word. So when you say, in Jesus' name, you can call upon the name, but if it's not in His word, He's not obligated. So when the Lord gives you the instruction by His word, the Spirit empowers you and you promptly obey. No negotiation. That settles it. I believe it. Done. The second key is this. Diligently and intentionally pursuing God. Diligently and intentionally pursuing God. We're called to diligently seek after God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to Him must believe that He is, that He exists, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. To effectively shoot your shot, you need to diligently seek God, because then you know the instruction came from Him and not from my feelings, not from my mind, not from those feelings that I saw her. Hey. And the last one is this. Fight the good fight of faith. See, only fighters are qualified to win. Only fighters are qualified to win. And it's a good fight. It's not a fight that one day, you know, I hope I will win. It's knowing that I'm fighting from a place of victory. Because right now in the promised land, there are giants that are there. But the Lord has told me the promised land is mine. I'm not going to go through a desert for 40 years and go around and around and around the mountain until I actually take that mountain. You know, Caleb in his old age, he said, "Let us go up at once." Some theologians say he was 86 years old. 86. He's coughing dust. He said, "Let us go up at once and take that mountain. For we are well able." I'm here to declare to you today, and I want you to stand to your feet right now, that you are well able. Look at someone next to you in your home right now. Get up out of your seat. If you're driving, I want you to stop your car on the side of the road and get out. Get out. I want you to walk around your car. Walk around this place right now, because the Bible says that wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, you have dominion. You have dominion. You have dominion. You have dominion. 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 You dominate over your enemies. Glory. Glory. Every hand raised to heaven. Eyes fixed on Jesus. You see, you'll never be able to operate in this victory if you don't know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. If you're saved and you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you can pray in the Holy Ghost. We're about to pray. We're praying from a place of victory, because we're about to contend for souls. We're bringing those who are in darkness. Yes, you're watching right now. I'm speaking to you. God has a plan for your life. And today the enemy has tried to stop you from watching. He's tried to do everything in his power to get you to flip the channel. It's too late. You're about to encounter the Most High God. Continue to pray in the Holy Ghost in this place. Let's begin to contend for souls. We're about to call them forth right now. Mantobra satiarabasoko tosele bebe shokadiarabasatama
Lanto brosha kata sabra. Mente le brosha karia brabaso terebeso karia rabasata na monteke. Brasa tosha kata rabasa te. Pray, pray. Mombrasa brosho kobrika da rabasa terebe. Ando robosha kata rabasa tarabase kerebe. Brasa kadia rabasu taraba. Te pretaria baba.
In your home right now, I felt the release. You don't know Jesus, or you've once known him and you've grown cold. Today you are going to encounter the mighty fire of God, the Most High God, the living God. I feel this in my spirit that there's a woman you're watching right now. You've got red, I see red paraphernalia on your arms and on your neck and even by your waist. Right now, I curse whatever divination, whatever spirit of wickedness that was put on you, whatever spirit was put on you, I curse it now. And I speak your total deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Even in this place, everybody, continue to pray. Or you've grown cold. I want to give you that chance to give your life to the Lord today. This is the greatest miracle of all time. Those who come to the knowledge of Jesus. If that's you in this place, and even all across the world, under the sound of my voice, I want you to pray this prayer with me. All of us in this room, we're going to say this together, because a contending is taking place. You're coming out of darkness into the marvelous light of Christ. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I confess that I've sinned against you. And I repent of all my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free. I believe that you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again. And you're coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for your word. And a holy boldness to preach, to proclaim the victory that was won for me over 2,000 years ago. Today, I'm saved, I'm born again, and I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus living on the inside of me. Amen. Amen. Come on, all of heaven's rejoicing. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.